2 Kings 23 verses 4 to 20 and 24 to 25. Cleansing the temple. This is part and parcel of the Reformation under Josiah. Having found the book of the law, Josiah is reforming Judah, cleansing the temple and reestablishing the law and the covenant. The historian in 2 Kings 23 goes into great detail about the things that Josiah did. And they're all necessary things. They're all vital things. And it shows how far Judah had been corrupted and allowed itself to be corrupted and wanted itself to be corrupted away from the book of God, the law, the covenant, the Mosaic covenant, that covenant God made at Sinai through Moses with Israel. That precious covenant. Now let us remember, we're solidly in the days of the old covenant. So the thing is very physical. It's a physical temple. There are physical idols, physical altars. There are actual priests and so on. And these all have to be dealt with materially. But in the days of the new covenant where we are, the weapons of our warfare are not material. Are not carnal in this sense. They are spiritual. But the principle, that's the point, the principle comes over into the new covenant. And that's how we must read this. This is how we must see it. Historically, this happened, as it says, under Josiah, and the spiritual equivalent must be here. The king ordered Hilkiah the high priest, the priests next in rank and the doorkeepers to remove from the temple of the Lord all the articles made for Baal and Asherah and all the starry hosts. And so it goes on. Now, I won't go into particular detail about all these things. Let me just run through them. Note the words that are used. Removed, get Empress 4. Burned. You get it removed and tore it down. You get words like broke it down. Josiah made sure that the graves of the people that had committed these abominations were desecrated. The word removed is used again. Then we get pulled down. The rubble is smashed. Things are desecrated. He got rid of. Indeed, he slaughtered the priests, and so on and so on. You can see it, you can hear it, you can picture it in your mind's eye. The industry here, the work that's going on. And look at the multiplicity of the gods and the idolatry and the altars and the errors that are committed. We get the occult here. We get Chemosh, Molech. We get Baal. We get the sun worshipped. We get Asherah, and so on. And it goes on and on and on. It hardly seems possible. When men go away from Scripture, how complicated they want to make things. How many things they bring in. How far they will go. And Josiah, reading the book of the law, coming to see the doctrine of the covenant, hearing the prophet, it says here too, in accordance with the word of the Lord proclaimed by the man of God who foretold these things. You get that in verse 16. And other places too. He did what the prophet said. He did what the law said. He did what the word of God said. And he didn't let anything stand in his way. But when he came across a grave of the man of God who had preached against all this, verses 17 and 18, it marks the tomb, this grave here. What's this? It marks the tomb of the man of God who came from Judah and pronounced against the altar of Bethel the very things you have done to it and done in it and so on. What did he do? He honored that. Leave it alone. Don't let anyone disturb his bones. So they spared the bones and his bones and those of the prophet who had come from Samaria. God honoring these men who had stood against this idolatry. And Josiah does not forget them. Now, it's all in accordance with Scripture. Nothing stands in his way. You can hear the people saying, ah, well, it's your family did this, you know. Indeed, it mentions here, Manasseh did this. His fathers had done that. His forebears had done this. You get this. But all things were done according to the word of the Lord. Mediums, spiritists, everything removed. So family connections didn't stand in his way. Tradition. Oh, well, it's traditional, you know, Josiah. We've done this for years now. It's part of our culture. People like it, you know. It's very popular. Oh, it's very helpful to them in their religious observances. And all those kind of arguments. The people like it. I dare say they do. But whether it's Chemosh, Molech, Baal, the sun, Asherah, occult, whatever it might be, there's terrible sexual sin here, connection with it. Oh, it's all abomination. Nothing stands in his way. And then you get this tremendous statement in verse 25. Neither before nor after Josiah. Listen to that. Neither before nor after Josiah was there a king like him who turned to the Lord as he did with all his heart. You see, it's just not outward things. Even in the days of the old covenant, you can see what we make of that in the days of the new covenant. With all his heart and with all his soul and with all his strength in accordance with all the law of Moses. Translate that into the new covenant. Don't you, brother and sister? Don't I? Oh, I do. Don't you want to be known as a man or a woman who, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, in accordance with the law of Christ, serve God with all the power that we have, and we glorify God in our labors and our endeavors? Robert Murray McChain, you know, he prayed that God would make him as holy as a man can be made. What a prayer. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee, said Frances Ridley Havergal. And how she traced it out in every aspect. Josiah is of this stamp. I say again, this is old covenant, but the new covenant principle, the new covenant application to me, the gospel application is very clear. Back to the simplicity of Scripture. As I see the evangelical world today, I see we need the cleansing of the ecclesia. We see this in the New Covenant, the New Testament. Paul is forever writing. Put this right in the church. Look at the Corinthian letter, the first Corinthian letter. Put this right. Stop that. Put that right. We need to come back to Scripture. We need to get rid of the paganism that's coming into the Scripture, the entertainment, the materialism, and get back to the simplicity of the Word of God, the spirituality of the Word of God by the Spirit of the living God. May God use us. We may feel we're voices in the wilderness. Some of these prophets preached and taught and seemed to get nowhere, but their words came to pass. They, being dead, still spoke. May we speak now. And even when our voices lie silent in the tomb, may our voices speak even louder then for the glory of God. But in our day, may we take action. May we do what we can to have Josiah's spirit with all heart, with all soul, with all strength to serve God in accordance with his word, the law of Christ. And may it be for the glory of the triune God. Amen. Amen.